3-2, sustainability with Sally Williams. Sal, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
I'm well. You brought a guest in. This is a fascinating undertaking.
It is, and it's another Australian initiative. I brought another one in last time I was here, which is really excited about this one too. It's a world first, and I have Karen Gomez, who's the CEO of Paintback. So this is an initiative that encourages people to be more responsible with their paint. And putting it back into the system so we don't put it into landfill. The paint doesn't end up in our waterways, and we can completely recycle the paint and the tin. How fantastic is that?
Karen, welcome. Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, Dennis, hi. Look, thanks for having me along this afternoon.
Pleasure.
It's a really fantastic story about the Australian paint industry, actually. These companies, they're all competitors out there. They're all, you know, after our hard-earned dollar to buy their paint.
Yeah.
But what they realised was if they set aside their competitive urges, worked together, they could actually come up with a great solution that meant everyone was a winner. And on the issue of being responsible with your unwanted paint.
Yeah.
So, really, I mean, it took a few years for it to happen, but they stayed at it. And then as they collaborated, the state governments here, Sustainability Victoria, got behind them. And they worked together with the retailers, with councils, with the master painters to design a scheme, which now we know as Paintback, and I'm fortunate enough to be the leader of that organisation, to really help trade painters and the community have somewhere to leave their unwanted paint and for us to work on the problems in addressing getting better recycling outcomes. So where we were in Australia a few years back, there were some good solutions there, but not everything was great. And when they started out, they thought, right, we know we can improve this, but first we've got to set up the collection network.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been really focusing on now. We've been going since 2016. And, you know, now we're really starting to focus on how do we improve the environmental outcomes.
So if I've got a tin of paint in my garage, what do I do?
Well,
Paint something.
Yeah. Well, when I'm finished with it. And often you don't empty your tins, do you? There's always that unwanted paint
that's
sitting in the bottom.
That's exactly what I've been thinking about. In the garage at home, there are quite a few tins of paint that were left from the people we bought the house from.
Oh, okay.
I happened to open one a few weeks ago and it was very sad. It was not usable, but I have never heard of Paintback.
And the thing is, you wonder what to do with it, don't you?
Yes.
Because you can't put it in the bin.
Yep, that's right.
That's an absolute no-no. So where does it go? It stays in your garage most of the time.
Yes. Yeah. So look, yeah.
Not anymore.
If often people are inheriting orphaned paint, as I call it.
Yes.
You know, it's been left or, you know, a relative has passed away and there's a lot of old paint that you actually can't use anymore. Mm. But certainly, look, if you've got paint, that's good paint, you still want to use it. Don't
Absolutely.
Throw that out. Keep using it. That's the best outcome is to
just give it a stir.
Yeah, reuse it for the touch-ups or, you know, if you've got enough left over to repaint the walls or fence or whatever you're doing. So, look, its simple thing is go to your nearest Paintback site and drop off your paint. You can take up to 100 litres in up to 20-litre containers. Make sure the containers aren't too rusty or corroded. If they do look a bit dodgy, put them in a plastic bag so you don't get paint all over your car as you're transporting it to one of our sites.
96900693, if you have a question for Sally or Karen, 96900693 or 131332. I reckon, as I'm thinking about this, that probably a lot of old tins of paint go out when people are moving house and they probably go in skips.
Funnily enough, Karen and I were just having this chat. I've got a friend of mine who has a business in Geelong called Skips on Wheels, and he often says, I can't tell you how many paint tins I end up taking to. A tip, which is not great, but there are outlets now. How many outlets do you have now? About 115?
115 nationally, but in Victoria we have nearly 34 sites operating in and around Metro Melbourne and into some of the regional areas. So the Geelong site is the Cleanaway depot down there, so your friend could drop paint off there, which is great because, you know, it tends to happen in skips. What's in all in there?
Ends up all going in together, doesn't it?
Into landfill. So
What happens, Karen, once Paintback gets the tins?
So people are dropping them off at our transfer stations. We collect them. We run a truck through our contractors. And we've got a number of material streams. The steel packaging is recycled. Most of paint comes in steel these days, so that's mostly recycled. And the Solvent paint or the oil paint is actually, we can use it as an alternative fuel.
Which is brilliant.
Replacing coal-fired fuel in the cement industry. So a company called Geocycle here we use for that.
Yes.
And it's a really great carbon footprint saving, but it also means that the paint is used again. And once it's in landfill or worse still in the environment, that opportunity is gone.
And the water-based paint?
The water-based paint is our major challenge at the moment. And what we're doing, that it gets dewatered, it gets treated so that we reduce the volume. And what we're looking at with that, can we use it in other kinds of products? Can we use it in building materials and other kinds of things? So we've got some projects on the go now, which is researching that. So we're really hopeful that we'll be able to get a diversion from that, from landfill, and extend the life of that paint in new uses.
Mm.
Frank, you've got a question. Good afternoon.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Is there a charge to bring the paint cans to these places or not?
Hi, Frank. Look, no, there isn't. When you drop it off at a paintback site, you can drop it off for free. But the way we're funded is that when eligible paint is sold today, 15 cents a litre comes to Paintback, my company, and it's a not-for-profit, so that money is dedicated to the purposes of collecting and recycling the paint. That 15 cents is what's funding your ability to drop off not only the paint you have today, but paint you might find in your shed or the good pre-owners of your house who've left for you that little extra
orphans.
Gift, we also cover the cost of that. So the paint industry is really owning...
So it's the industry that's paying, that's providing that. Yeah.
That service. Okay. And we're really... The paint companies, the Dulux, Taubmans...
Was it hard to get them together?
Wattle, look, they've got a great history of collaboration.
That's good.
But certainly...
Good
you know,
to hear, isn't it?
They all apply the 15 cents, so they all know that, you know, they can look at each other in the eye and say they're equally contributing to solving the issue.
So they're very environmentally conscious themselves, aren't they, the industry?
Yeah, they've worked a lot, you know, getting lead out of paint and now paint back a really good tradition.
Yeah, getting it out of landfill, keeping it out of landfill.
More calls for Karen Gomez from Paintback after the break and for Sally as well, 96900693.
Sunday mornings on 3AW, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
Hi, Ed Phillips here. This week on the House of Wellness, we're celebrating the opening of Chemist Warehouse's 400th store, broadcasting live at the Kingston Central Plaza, Moorabbin from 8 a.m. Come and meet Gerald Quigley, Joe Stanley and me. We'll see you there for plenty of fun on the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
8 a.m. Sunday on 3AW.
It's amazing how you can transform your kitchen just by replacing the old laminate benchtop and splashback. With United Stone Melbourne, you can replace your kitchen benchtop and splashback in just one day. That's without mess, without fuss, without disruption to your home. And the great news is your classy new benchtop and splashback will be ready to use the same day. United Stone Melbourne also offer a 15-year guarantee on all their products. Finance is available up to 36 months interest-free to approved applicants. T's and C's apply. Save weeks or months on your entire renovation and save yourself time, stress and money with United Stone Melbourne. They're one of Australia's most dynamic stone manufacturers. They're members of the Master Builders Association. And find out how United Stone Melbourne can help you with your kitchen facelift. Simply go to unitedstonemelbourne.com.au.
Supercoach AFL is back. Take on your mates in the ultimate test of footy knowledge and compete to win 50 grand plus weekly cash prizes. Season starts March 21, so round up your mates and register your team at supercoach.com.au. Conditions apply.
I've made heaps of friends since moving to Kingsgate Village, and we all talk about how lucky we are. We've got resort-style facilities, peace and security, beautiful grounds, and stylish modern houses from under $300,000. Hello? Talk about falling on our feet. If you're a homeowner who downsizes to Kingsgate Village, my word, you could leave some money in the bank. To join the 55-plus lifestylers in Kilmore, visit kingsgatevillage.com.au.
We all know one size doesn't fit all, especially when it comes to your health insurance. I wish I'd figured it out sooner, though. I could have saved so much over the years.
Are you paying too much for cover you don't need? Apia Health Insurance is designed for over 50s, so you'll be covered for the important things and you won't pay for things you may not need, like pregnancy. Over 50? Call Apia today and find out if you could be getting better value. Apia, because we know you know.
This product is issued by NIB Health Funds Limited and arranged by APIA.
The tropics have moved to Melbourne. You'll find them at this year's Lotus Flower Season at the spectacular Blue Lotus Water Garden. Discover a wonderland of lakes, thousands of lotus flowers and amazing tropical blooms. See the giants of the Amazon, the biggest water lily species in the world. It's a great day out for everyone and there's plenty of fairy fun for the little ones. Best of all, the kids are free. Blue Lotus Water Garden, Yarra Valley. Supporters of the Victorian Seniors Card Program.
3AW Afternoons with Dennis Walter. For free coffee and treats on your birthday, join Fergus and Claire Bakehouse's Sweet Rewards Club.
Thirteen to two, Dennis Walter with you until three. Michael, good afternoon. You're speaking with Sally and Karen.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you? Now, I'm a trade painter of 37 years, and I find the paintback system great. But I just wanted to just put two points out there. One, just to alert people that if they have a small amount left in a 4 or 10-litre tin, the tips will regard that as 10 litres. So they regard it on the size of the tin that you bring, regardless of how much is actually in that tin.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, so the idea is if you do have a lot of unwanted paint that's not completely gone hard, just pour it all into one tin.
Great tip.
The second thing is that you mentioned that all the paint companies that collaborate together to wear the cost. Now, if that is what you said, I may have been mistaken. But the paint levy charge is actually on top of the paint cost. The consumer actually wears that 15 cents per litre charge.
Yeah, that's quite correct, Michael. So when people buy the paint, the 15 cents is applied by the paint companies and it's passed through. Mm. So what that means is the people who consume the paint make their contribution through the price. It's prepaid. So yeah. that's quite right, Michael.
Yeah.
But given
that's
what
not very much money, though, is it? 15 cents.
No, and given what the outcome is, I'm happy to pay it. Jenny, good afternoon.
Likewise.
Look, this is just a wonderful initiative. Congratulations. I think it's terrific. My little issue that I have with my painting and things like that is that I still have to rinse out the brushes and things like this, and I'm always concerned about where that tarnished water is going. Do you have any other options or anything that you could do, any advice on not so much, you know, turpentine, more water-based, not oil-based paint, but more water-based type paint?
Yeah, look, I think... Actually, there's a couple of things you can do. Sally's just got a great idea that she's told me about. You pull these good things out of the cupboard there, Sally.
Out of the fridge, actually.
Yeah.
Do you know what I do, Jenny? Because I have done a lot of painting. I've painted inside and out and pulled fences and all sorts of things. I get out there with a paintbrush. I never roll. And so, of course, you don't want to wash up each day because you're back out again the next day, because I do a few hours at a time when I can in between. Usually when I'm listening to 3AW on the radio, I might add.
Thank you. Thank you for that, even if it wasn't true. Thank you.
No, it is. It's actually okay. True. And so, Jenny, I just take it inside and I get a bit of old plastic, something that that's sitting there in a cupboard that's about to go back, and I wrap my paintbrush in that and I leave it in the fridge.
That's a good idea.
Yep. And I wrap it tight, airtight, with a little bit of a rubber band around it, and it stays overnight. And in the morning, I just take it out. It just gets to room temperature again, and off I go. I don't have to put any water with it to soften it or anything. And I start painting again, and then I just put it back in the fridge. And my kid's like, Mum, what's with the paintbrushes in the fridge? Sorry, guys.
Who's the best to paint by, me or Tom?
Pardon?
In the afternoons, is it better to paint by me or Tom?
Oh, well, if I'm not in here, you, of course.
Thank you.
Yes.
Another Jenny, good afternoon.
Yes, hi, Dennis.
Go ahead.
I'm an advocate for using all the paint. Sometimes people are painting like fresh paint and they think they've done the job. Well, I can go back and just put a little bit more paint over something that's the same colour. And with old paint, there's always something, a step or a pipe you want to cover up or... And just, unless it's really grizzly on top, you can use the paint instead of throwing it out.
Yeah, you're so right, Jenny, and that's really the first point that we make, is to use as much of that paint up as you can, and that is the best environmental use of paint. And look, people do most uses of paint up, but you know, look, I can congratulate you, Jenny, and I'm sure you're always looking around for that opportunity to use up that last skerry.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why we end up having so many paint tins in our garages, though, because there's always that little touch-up job or whatever it might be that you think one day I might need that instead of having to go out and buy a brand new can again.
Look, I do get some interesting questions, and Michael kind of touched on it, where, you know, the paint tin's nearly empty. And he is right that, that from the council's perspective, they do take the full size of the can, and that's a risk management approach. But people also ask me, what do I do with my empty cans? What should I do? You won't take them back. There's no paint in them. Far from it. We want to get all the empty, empties
container.
Back. They're valuable packaging. And as I said, the steel, the vast majority of paint comes in steel cans these days. We can get that recycled. So please it back if it's empty.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing to remember is it's not waste. You look at a paint tin and you think it's rubbish. It's actually not. It's a resource.
Yes,
and
that's right.
We have to start changing our mindset.
Roger, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Den and Sally.
good afternoon.
I'm a little bit bemused and saddened because me as a good recycler has been washing all my bottles, cans and tins and doing all the right thing. And then I find out that the hydraulic ram in the back of the truck breaks all the glass into the cardboard and then they've got too much and they put it in the landfill.
Yeah, look, Roger, it's a pretty tricky state of affairs, the old curbside recycling. And, you know, for a long time there, Australia was getting markets for that kind of what they call co-mingled, or the bundled up recycling. And you're right, they crush in the glass with the paper, and we had a market for that. But overnight, we don't anymore. And so until we can adjust internally, change our systems, stop crushing bottles. I'd put the challenge out there. Why don't we reuse our beer bottles like they do in Canada? Why don't we reuse our milk bottles like we used to?
If we had a levy,
huge energy
$0.05 a bottle,
well,
return them, reuse
do you need,
them?
Yeah, return and reuse. I'm not, you know, I think there's another step before just the straight container deposit legislation that goes on. But, you know, I think that we've actually, as a community, put a lot of effort into developing our recycling habits. In time, this situation will change. We'll build internal capacity. Governments will help the industry adjust. We'll find markets. And I absolutely understand your frustration, but the world's, we were travelling in one direction with our recycled material on the curbside. The world changed around us and we now have to adjust.
I think,
yeah.
I think China's still taking some of our stuff, but it's stuff that's in really good condition.
Condition, that's right. And what we need to do was to, we value add here in Australia first.
Yes.
Before we used to send it to China for them to take out our contamination.
The contamination.
Now we need
issue.
To be cleverer here and figure out how we can do it for ourselves, and we'll get a good market.
6 to 2, back shortly. More of your calls, 96900 693.
Where's your passport? Did you lock the back door?
Is it true your taste buds don't work on the plane? With a flight to catch, you have enough on your mind. At Melbourne Airport Parking, we're here to get you there. For a limited time, get 4 days parking at Terminal T4 from $80. That's just $20 a day. Or 4 days valet from $140, just $35 a day. Book now at melbourneairport.com.au. Subject to availability, terms and conditions apply.
We all know one size doesn't fit all, especially when it comes to health insurance, and I bet you wish you'd figured that out sooner. Could have saved so much over the years. Are you paying too much for cover you don't need? Apia Health Insurance is designed for over 50, so you'll be covered for the important things, and you won't pay for things you may not need, like pregnancy. Over 50? Call Apia today and find out if you could be getting better value. It's time to switch to Apia. This product is issued by NIB Health Funds Limited and arranged by Apia.
Australia, did you know Coles Fresh Stickies are available at Coles Express? A free Coles Fresh Stickies is yours with every $30 you spend on fuel or in store. Stick them, swap them, complete your set and collect Coles Fresh Stickies at Coles Express. While stocks last, terms and conditions apply.
Make 2019 your year to explore the USA and Canada with Cosmos Tours. Enjoy guided sightseeing of glittering New York City or vibrant New Orleans. Be blown away by the breathtaking scenery of Yellowstone National Park or Niagara Falls. Combine the best of coach touring with ample free time to spend your day. For a limited time, save an exclusive $150 per person when you book Cosmos with iTalk Travel and Cruise. Call your iTalk Travel and Cruise agent on 138 900 or Google iTalk Travel. Conditions apply.
Water. It's a playground for many leisure pastimes, but it's not without risks. And as we grow older, the risks increase. Research shows that the over 65s are at greater risk of drowning than any other group, because with age, fitness often declines. So if you're over 65 and you're around water, remember, never overestimate your abilities and never underestimate the risks. Always play it safe by the water. Authorised by the Victorian Government, 1 Treasury Place, Melbourne.
The multi-award-winning Blue Hills Residences Cranbourne East currently has a great selection of resale homes now available. Don't miss your chance to be part of this magnificent lifestyle resort for over 55s. But you must act quickly, as resales are limited. Construction on our brand new pool and workshop commences shortly. For more information, call Tracy at Blue Hills Residences on 5990 9000. That's 5990 9000.
Harvey Norman, your destination for the new Samsung Galaxy S10 range. Enjoy an uninterrupted cinema viewing experience with our smallest bezel yet. A camera so advanced you can shoot professional-grade photos with only what's in your pocket. And a battery so powerful it can charge other devices with wireless power share. Pre-order now and get bonus Galaxy Buds valued at $249. The new Samsung Galaxy S10. Pre-order now at Harvey Norman. Offer ends 7th of March. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details.
Coxie here. Drowsy drivers are a danger on our roads. If you suffer from untreated sleep apnea, you might be at risk of falling asleep at the wheel. Do something about it. Contact CPAP Victoria. Change my life. It'll change yours.
3AW Afternoons with Dennis Walter. Thanks to 3 Point Motors Mercedes-Benz in Fairfield, Kew and Epping.
Sustainability with Sally Williams and special guest Karen Gomez, Chief Executive of Paintback. Off air, the question about a fellow who's had a stroke and he wants to know whether you have a pickup service.
Well, look, we don't generally pick up paint from individuals' homes. You can imagine with all the houses out there. But look, if he could give us a give us a call back. I can help him off air, and perhaps a family member can pick. Help him out, or we'll just find out where his nearest site is, and we can see what we can do.
If you can give us a call back, 96900693. Charles?
Hello, how are you guys?
Hi, Charles.
Look, I just wanted to say, I'm actually in the industry. I'm about to start importing recycled plastic products out of Germany and the UK. The price-wise, they're just so competitive because they actually get incentives to recycle. Here, we just waste so much plastic product that just goes into landfill. We're so far behind the rest of the world in the recycling side of things. It's almost criminal, you know, the amount of over-packaging we have. We just, you know, I worry about people so focused on global warming, yet I think pollution, and especially plastic pollution, is a far greater concern that we can deal with quite easily.
Charles, thank you for that. I wish we had longer to chat, but we're coming up to the news. Tell us about your competition, Karen.
Oh, look, we just, we've had such great support from the Australian community and here in Victoria that we're running the Most Admired Painter campaign and competition. And you can actually be one of Australia's most admired painter by taking your paint back to Paintback. When you drop it off at one of our sites, take a selfie, put it on our website, and you'll go into a draw to one of our environmental icons, the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh.
Karen Gomez, great to meet you, and well done on the terrific work. Sally Williams, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
We're heading to the news at 2. Jersey Boys after